Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We are in the midst of reading a passage in the book of Leviticus that is quite disturbing. You'll want to follow along with us in Leviticus chapter 26. And what we are reading is about the promises that God made to Israel, not only for their blessings, for keeping His law, but also the consequences of what would occur when they forsook His law. We were in the midst of reading this when the class came to a close at our last session. And we're going to continue reading in just a moment from Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 36. And then we're going to go over and read another account of this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And so you get your Bible and you follow along. This is class session 499 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And while you're getting your seats and getting your Bibles open to Leviticus chapter 26, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's continue the reading where we left off in our last class, Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 36. And as for them that are left of you, I will send a faintness into the hearts, into the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a driven leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as one fleeth from the sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth, and they shall stumble upon one another, as it were before the sword when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and ye shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in the land of the enemies, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. And they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 40, in their trespasses which they have trespassed against me, and also that because they walked contrary to me, I also walked contrary to them, and brought them to the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised heart be humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. And I will remember the land, and the land also shall be left by them, and shall enjoy its Sabbaths while it lieth desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because, even because they rejected mine ordinances, their soul abhorreth my statutes. And yet, for all that, when they're in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am Jehovah their God. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am Jehovah. Leviticus 26:46. These are the statutes and the ordinance and laws which Jehovah hath made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by Moses. And with that, we turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And this is where Moses is now teaching the children of the children of Israel that had heard those things in Leviticus. And Moses is repeating it to them so that they will not forget. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, we read, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that Jehovah thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy breast, the increase of thy cattle, and the young of thy flock. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy kneading trough. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 7. Jehovah will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thee. They shall come out against thee one way, and shall flee before thee seven ways. Jehovah will command the blessing upon thee in thy barns and in all that thou puttest thy hand into, and he will bless thee in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee. Jehovah will establish thee for a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Jehovah thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Jehovah will make thee plenteous for good in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Jehovah sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Jehovah will open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain of thy land in its seasons, and to bless all the work of thy hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And Jehovah will make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. And if thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of Jehovah thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods and to serve them. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt be thy basket and thy kneading trough. Cursed shalt be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, the increase of thy cattle and the young of thy flock. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Deuteronomy 28:20. Jehovah will send upon thee cursing, discomfiture, and rebuke in all that thou puttest thy hand to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the evil of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. Jehovah will make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from afar off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. And Jehovah will smite thee with consumption, and with fever, and with inflammation, and with fiery heat, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Jehovah will make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From the heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 25. Jehovah will cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and shalt flee seven ways before them. And thou shalt be tossed to and fro among the kingdoms of the earth. and thy dead body shall be food unto all the birds of the heaven, and unto the beasts of the earth, and there shall be none to frighten them away. Jehovah will smite thee with the boil of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scurvy, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. Jehovah will smite thee with madness, and with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in the darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and robbed all the way. And there shall be none to save thee. Thou shalt be wroth, and thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and it shall not use the fruit thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored unto thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to save thee. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people, and thy eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day. And there shall be naught in the power of thy hand. The fruit of thy ground and all thy labor shall be a nation which thou knowest not to eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Jehovah will smite thee in the knees and in the legs, and with a sore boil thereof thou canst not be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the crown of thy head. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 36. Jehovah will bring thee and thy king whom thou shalt set over thee into a nation that thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, and thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among the peoples, whether Jehovah shall lead thee away. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather little in, but the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but thou shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy borders, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be thine, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy ground shall the locust possess. The sojourner that is in the midst of thee shall mount up above thee higher and higher, and thou shalt come down lower and lower. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. And all the curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 47. Because thou servest not Jehovah thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, by reason of the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies that Jehovah shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he has destroyed thee. Jehovah will bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance that shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young, and shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy ground until thou be destroyed. Thou also shalt not leave grain, We're going to have to finish this in the next class.